Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Staying a Christian, and when it is time for you to stand for people to look at you to a Christian, you count withdraw. Amen. You can't allow people to mock God's name in your life. Why? Because you don't have the capacity to quite extract it for God. Love is sacrifice. God said, God, he tested Abraham, he tested him. This man really loves me. Okay, let me find out if he really loves me. Oh, yeah, God, now give me your son. He did not hesitate. Bam, he walked up before the body and set out to offer up unto God his only begotten one son. People were praying, Lord, rescue your son. And the Lord answered. God has died. Like, she died. In fear. What you have to say, what you have to say, somebody died in fear. You say, oh, energy, no, we come. Finish. They refused to bury her. Now, God has is about not the only person that died and that buried and that were buried. So, why all of a sudden did they refuse to bury? Why? Because they had the gap of suffering and the loss. Look at the clothes she made. Look at the sand up. She goes for my son. Look at this she did for me. She cannot die. She won't die. They didn't have to walk on the other book and wait this woman. Why? Because of her loss. Not only for God, also for God, for the people. That is why, when you see a man that loves his people, believe you me, such followers will be willing to buy for him. How much more the Almighty God through Jesus Christ? If you claim you love God, you will do his commandment. His age commandment and obedience. If you claim that you love God, the gifts of God should excite you, not make you willing. It's not that every man you hear about the gifts of God, something in your heart stews. Amen. Not only that, God's other way, God's other way, God said we should pray. One of the things that asked me that I want to pray is a part after this one. Because I remember he said, well, that sometimes God has been kept. If you want to know my secret, you need to first of all discover my attitude for God. So I reckon that if God can also bless me with a safe attitude, then it's a matter of time. I will also be operating this level because that man can never be tired of God. Lord, he said, as you have been to this man, as he laid down, Lord, transfer it to me. Let everything about your kingdom excite me. Let it. You must see my heart for me. That man, everybody was busy doing their work. Everybody was busy building their houses, expanding their business. Yes, they have money to show money, because of them. Then the reason why they are making money and putting it in the hole, in the pocket, in the clothes, is because you have neglected my house. It's because one of you have taken return to my house, one of you have taken conditions of my own house. Every one of you is busy about your life. Everyone, once your life is about me, I, me, that, me, I have lost it as a Christian. Christianity is about selflessness. Not only unto God, but to your fellow man. Then in verse 14, and the Lord seared up their spirits. He began with their prayer. Instead of the spirit of Zimbabwe, instead of the spirit of Joshua, the son of Joseph, and the spirit of the remnant of the people, and they came together and walked. And God, now, they minded them. They asked the other Judas, now, look at this other young people now. And many of you remember it in the former states compared to now. He said, now I will save the heavens and the earth. Why is it that God did not save the heavens and the earth at the beginning? Why? Because as at that time they were folding their hands. If you want God to regard the blessings of God upon your life, you need to be ready to bless our minds of God. For God. For God. So shout hallelujah. I can tell you. Love is not within your time. It's calling. But it will only ask your answers to revelation. Love is not within your time while you are studying the word. But it will also enhance your access to revelation. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. According as his divine power had given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness to the knowledge. You have to flash this. Go back. Go back, please. Yeah, 4 and 3. To the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. If you love your wife, you will take your time to study her. Her likes and dislikes, the things that interest her, the things that get her is the angry. Well, anyone you of your home is already off. You may be complaining about them. She's in the kitchen, just there. Maybe play close to just there. I'm like the sitting room. And then, like, what is it? You will sit in the sitting room. What about your loyalty? Why you don't care again? So, whether what about that poor or that also, you don't care. But when you love somebody, tell you, maybe they take your time to study them. Then you will respond. That is why they commanded to be husband and wife. God said, husband, is your wife submit to what? To your husband. Is your husband love what? Your wife. The breakdown of that syndrome is that when a man loves his wife genuinely, when you love your wife, you do not have to force the woman to submit to expect to honor you. She automatically respects and honor you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you ask the woman to go extra mile from you, it's because of what you yourself you have started with. Let's move forward now. Now, I will say, husband, love your wife as Christ loves you, what? The church. Now, when I say submission, it is even the man that has a greater role to play. Because when I will say, husband, love your wife as Jesus loves the church, the question we should ask ourselves is, how did Jesus Christ love the church? Now, look at it now. There are quite a number of MCCs, quite a number of people did not come out to this morning because of the weather. Amen. Now, that does not mean that God will not answer their prayer. That does not mean that the love of God over them will diminish. No, in fact, God loves them even more. That's the same way He loves you. Praise the Lord. It is just that their understanding has not arrived at why you are here, why you chose to enter the name. Are you following me? So, when the church was letting on Jesus Christ love us, when the church was full of all manner of hypocrisy, Jesus Christ loves us. When the church was not doing anything, Jesus loves us. When the church was not going for so many, Jesus loves us. When the church was backbiting, Jesus loves us. When the church was involved in idolatry, Jesus loves us. So, when the time of the now moves to too much money, I will say, love. Ah. That was the time I was genuinely afraid to know that the thing they want to see. You don't carry something. This is how you use money. Bible says love her. Because you need to exhibit the same manner of love that Jesus Christ loves to us as the man over your life. So it will not matter. It will not matter what she has done. I remember Elias told me, my father told me, he said, and the way we have been happy, we should have done it again. He said, he looked to her and said, you to it. I will pick it any more, Jesus. I'm going to get some marriage. So I'm not yet to know. It's about in essence, he was here to in the life. It's like the most important thing that made it to me that was not the first to her. As an adult, that is the example of this. But marriage should not have what? Sex. But he had a house, he did have a bath, bush. If you care to love God, you don't understand that as a guy, so you pay for him, including your enemy. Including who? Your enemy. God won't hold them safe. God won't hold them safe. They might have went on the fast just for the sake of the kingdom. That is why, even today, as our covenant of Jesus and breakthrough, the genesis of your breakthrough, whatever you do, start from how you are dealing with God, comes from the love of your hands. Abraham loved God. Job loved God. And I would say he fears God. And he was the greatest man of the history. If you really love God, it will show in what you are doing. It will show in the work of your hands. It will show in the work of your hands. It will show in the work of your hands. From the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were all businessmen, all of them. Bible says in Genesis 26, talking about Isaac, he was rich in gold and silver. He was rich in having servants, houses. He said, and the Philistines, everything. He was blessed to that point. He was blessed to that point. If I hear me, when you are operating in the love of God, don't open your eyes to new ideas and to make extra income other than what you are doing. The one you cross like goes through. So we shall hallelujah. For us in Christ, no. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the Genesis 24, verse 1. Let's see something in Genesis 24, verse 1. Be on Genesis 24, verse 1. Genesis concerning Abraham. Genesis 2:4, verse 1. Let me just paraphrase it. Bible says concerning, he said, even though it was good, he was greatly blessed. He was great about this. Amen. He was great about this. He had many gifts.
have something yet, and then they will have nothing to show for it. And you have less of service, no house, no land. Salary cannot, you know, I don't know how to put it, salary cannot make you that. As a native. That is why if our civil servant in this country, if they follow the tenets of legal, good income, everything, all those words they claim they have, their life is a lie. It's a lie. Of course, we know. The most of them, they have all those allowance. They have one allowance. They will say allowance. They pass allowance. They will go back allowance. All the allowances. They create a company and they have done contract with themselves and all that. So you wonder, somebody that is a civil servant in court, who is not taking money, they are allowed to say 20,000. Now, most of the projects or of companies want billions of naira. You wonder how did they manage it? That is why one of the key assets to wealth, creation is what? It's engaging in the business. Engaging in the world in the business. Having something, doing something, get busy. The blessings of God is going to come up upon you through the works of God in your hands. And discover what you are doing or what you are to do. Always acknowledge God as the source. No matter the level of your business, no matter the level of what you are doing, please, brethren, always acknowledge God continually as your source. Don't ever make up what you are doing to tell yourself or show yourself by your life. God are not as duties. God is a very fair God, sir. His God is a very fair God. Don't try him. You know that God especially told the Nebuchadnezzar what he was going to betray. He didn't want him to agree. That Daniel interpreted. He wanted him yet. Daniel was the Nebuchadnezzar was so foolish and stupid. He still forgot. I want to one day and walk through the letter of the kingdom. I said this kingdom that I have built. So he took him 7 solid years. He said, at the end, at the expiration of 7 years, he said, I will get this and get back to my reason. So he took him 7 years to discover that God is God. Always acknowledge God. Always reference God in wherever, every stage you attain in your business and career. Always what? Always acknowledge God. And if it is different than your person, you are working with him today, corporate or a civil or a government organization, you must be prayerful. That is why they say, okay, it's time now to promote my secretary. About 20 of you are qualified, but they say there's only 10 spaces. Now, what does that tell you? He tells you, you need to hold on to your God. God, I cannot be there. Why? Everybody is using something. The only thing you have to use is the name of Jesus Christ. Shout hallelujah. Someone shout hallelujah. We are already to command Abrahamic order of business breaking among others. But there are some things that are works to do. Abraham was a friend and a lover of God. Abraham was a man of faith. Any business that we do must go with the faith of the owner. You must be able to know every step, Lord, what is happening? What must I do? What must I do? Always keep yourself a place of current trends. Build yourself and then seminars and then reach study. Amen. Abraham was not only a lover of God, he was also a servant of God. He was also a servant of God. Job chapter 6:11. He was a servant of God. Romans 6:16. Abraham was a servant of God who went on out serving in the interest of the kingdom of God. He went on out doing everything that pertains to God. So don't let no one that say, nothing is working. Tell God the one that is not doing the right thing. Or God the one that is not doing the right thing. Another thing, in your business, you must be a giver. Write it down. You must be a what? A liberal soul. Now, I want to ask you about this man, Abraham, I think Genesis 13, Papa Kore, when Bible said he took his brother-in-law and everybody, he said, he raised up men and me. us. Aside from Enoch, biological family, Abraham has lost about 8,000 plus people that he was feeding on a daily basis. On a daily basis. So I said, you know, no matter the level of your business, you must learn to give, learn to give, learn to give. Be a what? Be a giver. Be a giver. Genesis 18, verse 1 to 8, Genesis 13, verse 1 to 24. Be a giver. Reach out to people. You must also be a corporate fighter. You must be what? A corporate fighter. I think I've explained it before. What's it today? This is what it means. You must pay tithe from your business and from your own personal income. Let's assume that I have a business, a company, and I'm going to a turnover is not the turnover of a company in terms of profit, then millionaire. Are you following me? Now, 10 millionaire runs it up. The first thing at the end of the month, is for tithes. Out of that 10 million, that's corporate tithes. Now, out of the remaining 9 million, yes, now as a CEO, I am paying myself 200,000 naira monthly. And suddenly, out of my own 200,000, which is my salary, I will not tithe that much, 20,000. So that is the difference between corporate tithes and what? And personal tithes. Many people don't understand the message together. It's different. Because of our children said that God showed him that the same way I work to the heaven over individuals, I also do the same over institutions, including the church of God. So, as big as the faith is today, we tie to an higher ministry. I don't know, maybe we think, maybe get a couple of ministry, why not we tie to an higher ministry? Salvation ministry ties to the faith church. Do not miss international tithe to the Living Faith Church. The pastor's place in body tithes to the Living Faith Church. And several of the sons of the prophet in that manner. Why? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11, he said, he said, without no contradiction, the less is blessed of God, the greater. Without no contradiction, the less is blessed of God, the greater. The flow that comes from the head of Aaron down to his head, down to his head. So the blessings come from above and flow downwards. You have Thomas said on Friday that water does not flow up this, it flows downwards. That is downwards. So anyone that must experience and encounter the hand of God upon your career business, you must give in. Right? Whether it's an individual or corporate. Nevertheless, you must also be a man given to sacrifice. Now, when I say sacrifice here, I'm not talking about finance. Sacrifice to the things of God. You know what? In Deuteronomy chapter 8, this is the Deuteronomy 8, right? Let's see something there. Deuteronomy chapter 8, let's start from verse 17. Verse 17. Deuteronomy 8, 17. Go back to 16, sir. Let's start from 16. Who fed the end of the land? That is God, remember them. Who fed the end of the land with manna? Which thy fathers knew not that he might humble you, and that he might prove to you to do the good at the latter end. 17. And thou saying, thy art, my power, and the might of my hand, and God to me this wealth. Verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power of the world. That he establish his covenant which is not to thy fathers, as it is this day. In other words, in as you turn on in your business, in your career, always give God this day. Remember that wherever you are today, it has been by the hand of who? Of God. Don't ever make claim to anything in your life because you don't have the capacity. Maybe church is today is by the help of God and God alone. It's by the help of God and God alone. Ask you, in your business or in your career, whatever you chose to do, work with the right company. Work with what? Very, very vital. Very, very what? Vital. move with, who you work with, that is where you will find yourself. When Lot was working with Abraham, the blessed of the Lord, he was blessed. When he disconnected, he suffered loss, including his wife. So check the kind of company you keep. Check the kind of company you keep in the line of your work. Be careful. Because unconsciously, you will be able to show every city you have before you reach, but then you will be able to use it. David, one of the reasons why David was able to accomplish the greatness in life was because he had a brother or a friend that he came after. Praise the Lord. Jacob became great because he submitted to the leadership of Laban. He learned from Laban. He got the one that was inspired to increase to expand to be able to the depth of his mentor. And that is why when you have a mentor in your business, in your career, whatever you do, to wake up one day and say anything, even about them, no matter who they are, no matter what they have done. You know why? You need to factor in their error into that relationship. Don't ever look at anybody as perfect. When I deal with people from the very beginning, I factor in your what your weaknesses, I factor in your errors, I factor in your mistakes. So anytime or eventually when you do it, I am not disappointed. So somebody that has given you so much, that has invested so much, all of a sudden you can pass it on and say, please be careful. Be careful. We can close the airport and social business. Because we are coming from their will of experience and blessings. Amen. Nobody says if you have a rich man as a friend, don't make it for money. That's very correct. Rather, stay beside him and watch. Don't beg the rich man, the wealthy man for money. Stay beside him, tell him to teach you to be like him. First of all, the blessed memory of Bishop Messing Nelson said, Papa, that's our father. He said, David, open up to your money. He brought that back. He saw the money. He brought that back. He brought that back. He said, David, take as many as you want. Take as many as you want. And he said, teach me how to wash your head to be engaged. And yeah, if you carry on the bags there, and we have that mentality of always collecting, we have to be today. Anyone that has the mentality of bring, they don't go far. They don't become great. He said, teach me. And I the woman was one day, well, because as an actor, Doctor Williams, we also follow your papa. So when my father was preaching one day, he said, in those days, he said, when you talk to his mother, he said, William, my son, David, he's taking care of me. My son, David, he said, I'm calling my small diversity. Small diversities. He said, my son David is taking a lot of pressure on my shoulder. He's taking a lot of pressure on my shoulder. And one plus one. He said, he said, pray that I used to pray for our father. Then, now, when I know the prayer or not, don't you think you have seen the manifestation of that prayer? So, if you have learned from your mentor, from somebody you are talking about, it is wisdom on your part. To add one person or another, fall into their lives and one of them. Things I discovered about when we do that, most of the time they don't get it. Everybody expects to take from them. So most of the time they always say no, you know, no love is shown there because everybody wants to pack, everybody wants to receive, nobody is given to them. And that is why when you give to your wife, you can go back to the house, but they value it. What? They value it. The young lady came around to the pastor and said, sir, I want to resign from my work. You know, I will be having a good day. What is it? He said, relax. He said, no, you know what? Well, I need a gift that I present to you. So he went and bought like that, some other things. And then one morning, the man came around and said, good morning, sir. He said, sir, I just want to say, you ladies, it's been a lot of work with you over the years. Thank you so much for giving this opportunity. They gave to the man. The man went there, he said, on the table. And then by the time he left, he said, says to everyone, he said, in the long while, nobody has ever bought me anything. And that was how this lady became the favorite of the boss. They are going for a retreat, 6 months. They want to promote somebody, 6 months. And that was how her career went boom. Boom. This was a good thing. No matter the challenges in your business, you need to tell yourself how to succeed. Amen. You need to tell yourself what? I will succeed. I will succeed. We have some of those people that says to watch them. They found that they say, I'm peaceful, don't be scorching. Have you seen in good peace those that are beggars and leaders? That's just a sign. Everybody will be beggar. Jesus, in fact, this is the very good thing to beg and not be good leaders. It's because whilst you will celebrate, as it was not make you the retailers, as you will see, what I mean, that to that sound like I know a woman in a particular time in this way. All I've ever known her for is fried akara. All she does, sir, is what? Fried akara. They call her Rosh Egg, that's how she became the color. And from that same akara that she fries her, she built a house. Because I think she was a woman. She built a house over herself. From akara. My grandmother is a food seller. He sold food for more than 30 years. And from that same food selling, she built herself a house. Even though she has a husband, but that big house she also built. I said, okay, I don't buy that big. What matters most in your business is a bread of yours. Amen. Don't cut others. Don't cheat people. Don't strike a deal with people and then turn around and stab them in the back. You can never make a great switch. I'm sorry, you just said that somebody was just going to sit there. You just said, what? You just switched it. You just said, we don't know. If this man will be talking, we tell you that he is something. Always be peaceful. Be accountable. Avoid waste. If you are in business or other person, you must avoid what? Waste. Avoid waste. I want to talk about that. You see, this is my paper like this. And you should pretty like this. After you have done like this, you can tell it by the same way as this. Because I've caused before to have caused it. You have to take back. No waste here. But you can still say everything. I'll say yes, sir. So I'll bless you to let you bring back the back. That's why the Abyss of Studies will be before you become big. You know what? What is it? No waste. No waste. And let me say this. If you have a business, please, I beg you, take care of your workers. Or else you will be eating at the company. You will eat it down. Let your welfare be your number one priority after growth. You need to have a parallel line of communication with them. Love your workers. Make them content. And if you are here, you are selling your food stuff. How much money do you get your business? The many market are supposed to have for you. They look at this is not for me because don't turn it to the system. Don't strike your team because they need it. I'm going to go at the year after, and there will be no thing to want to be given. That's the fact of life. You are in every single thing. You have to do anything. You have to learn like 3 years ago. Maybe like 9 years ago. Yeah, we can't go take you down. Yeah, we take you. Yeah. I know some people have said this. It should be very clear. You're opening your Bible and paying to have something to get. You buy one page, you have something. You find something, you build it one page. Like, for our point inside. And then you sell to somebody for food. So when the measures is at the end of the day, there's half, because half of it is dead. And you tell yourself, you are making money. You are not making money, you are making costs. The world we live in is built and built and built around principles. When you obey those principles, you will succeed in the way you are. When you obey, you are Papa said, hey, this is how you get them. What? You are not a teacher in America. Who's wise you are? So that better. Develop yourself and get the policy. Let me know personally that you must know I respect that I love that man. But let me make sure that you want to practice and do it. Position. Position. If I do what I do, that will be that say it's a business. Ah! It's a business act. Oh, you have a balance coach. You must be a Christian in deed and in truth, in everything that we do. In everything that we do. In everything that we do. The Abraham was not in the place where God said he could answer. Because he was so rich. You know that he has a revelation. Jesus said he is like God. Therefore, if he connected him with a battle, he said, God, the Lord said, let's stop. Don't give him up. He said, now I know that he gave you love. He said, now, by myself, by my soul, let him bless you. Let me bless you. And so, the blessings of God, you can see him as him. He said, the blessings and the gifts of God, they are without repentance. God will not give something to take it back. The only person that gives something to take it back is Satan. That's his ministry. Don't touch him. That is his ministry. That's his ministry. Open up your heavens over my business, over the work of my hands, over my career. Lift up your voice and pray.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.